Whatever your opinion of him, John Stewart has been a major cultural and political commentator for the past 16 years. He liked to take down the powerful, at least when his head wasn't shoved up Uncle Sam's ass. Here are the top 5 ways Stewart was full of shit. Number 5. Stewart's views on science. John wasn't afraid to go after pseudoscience-peddling morons, even the anti-vax left.
You can blame it on science-denying affluent California liberals.
But see, it's a laugh line because only stupid, poor conservatives deny science, am I right?
Amen!
By the way, where might these otherwise enlightened liberals have gotten such an idea?
Really overwhelming science, linking those autism rates to the thimerosal that was in the vaccine.
I appreciate you getting the word out, and I know parents of kids with autism truly appreciate it, and I know that it's a very difficult thing for them to be dealing with. So.
I'll bet they do, John. I'll bet they do. At number 4 is Stewart's love of taxes. He was quick to call out bullshit political rhetoric.
You managed to talk about a tax hike as a spending reduction. Can we afford that and the royalty checks you're gonna have to send to George Orwell?
But he mainly just wanted to help our poor friends in Washington with their finances.
Bring the highest marginal tax rate back to what it was in the 1990s.
And I'm not gonna give
it anymore. Less than you paid
in
the 90s.
That's not true.
Of course, the feds are taking in record tax revenues and have doubled spending since the 90s. So giving them more money to get better results might be like upgrading from a $5 to a $10 hooker to get a better STD. But what if we put other bureaucrats in charge of making sure the government doesn't waste a ton of money?
The people holding the conference that wasted a ton of government money are the people in charge of making sure the government doesn't waste a ton of money.
All right then. Coming in at number 3 is Stewart's view on how other people treat their own bodies.
I don't understand the idea of staying with a market-based solution for a problem where people can't be smart consumers. They create a single-payer system.
That doesn't sound very pro-choice. If only we had a government-run system for comparison, like...
The Department of Veterans Affairs.
Okay, so we do. But it would be pretty ironic if Stewart had bashed it repeatedly for the backlogs and the obscenely long wait times for appointments.
What were the backlogs? The obscenely long wait times for appointments?
Yikes. But as long as we raise taxes, John is confident vets will get good care soon. Just ask the president.
Harry S. Truman, who said in 1945, this is true, quote, "The Veterans Administration will be modernized as soon as possible, but I can't do it immediately."
Which brings us to number 2. Stu knows bad things happen when we empower a corrupt bureaucracy to pick winners and losers.
These corporations lobby to get all kinds of arcane things put into the regulation that makes it harder for these small businesses. They don't want to deregulate in some measure because then they lose their funding.
So he must be stunned now at the conflation of government obstruction and the American dream.
I'm stunned now at the conflation of unobstructed capitalism and the American dreams.
Ah yes, the dreaded capitalism. Watch out or it might give you an iPhone. Maybe John would rather have Jeb Bush tell him he needs a BlackBerry and a wider catheter. Which brings us to our number 1 way John Stewart was full of shit, his benevolent view of Big Brother. When it comes to Politburo bullshit that impacts his audience, Stu has killed it.
The president is not getting warrants because he's got a job to do, to protect us. He's like a figure that makes sure no harm comes to us, like a paternalistic, like a big brother, if you would. This soda is twice as illegal as this much weed.
Now let's see that consistent outrage at other stupid regs that don't affect elite urbanites, but can force the most vulnerable members of society into tragic run-ins with the law.
Some politician also had to direct the police to say, hey, we want you arresting people for selling a loose cigarette.
What the f*** are you talking about? Honestly, Eric Garner could have been out there with mixtapes or a squeegee or a snow cone, and the same kind of could have happened.
There it is. Yes, the same kind of shit could have happened because of the stupid regulation of all of those things that you just mentioned. Does anybody see a pattern here? But at his best, Stewart saw through the partisan hysterics magnified by media hype and sought his own truth, which is more than we can say for most talking heads.
Your partisan, what do you call it? Hacks.
So thanks for that, John. Now, if you would just cut out the rest of this shit.
John, why are you such an asshole?